Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Tim Outrend Was Such a Bitch. courtesy of Casey Wilson's interview. We're going to get to it.
Yeah.
Talking about the Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Turns out the clause in that contract is the star is going to be kind of a bitch.
Here's the clause. Diva,
I got
baby.
Your clause. I think I just figured something out. I've been trying to figure out who Elon Musk's like new kind of head turn to the side delivery reminds me of.
Oh, from that New York Times thing?
From that New York Times thing. And I think he's been studying Wayne's World. Like, he really, like, his delivery reminds me of Wayne Campbell. Yeah. He seems like
Wayne would be like, yeah, right? And then he would do these kind of like nods to the side on the couch for sure.
Yeah. I feel like he's just taken Wayne Campbell's delivery and gone full fascist.
I do believe that Wayne's World is fantastic film. So I don't know why people are so critical of it.
GFY.
if you want to threaten me with money, go fuck yourself. And then Shaw, bro. Then he starts putting his hair behind his ear like Wayne would.
Yeah, I kept waiting for that. But like his little like head turns like when he's like, yeah, this one. And now I'm gonna turn my head and everyone's gonna laugh. Anyways, go fuck yourself. The fallout from Time Magazine's most consequential person of the year pick to date.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. It continues to reverberate. Because the right has figured out that this whole thing, not just Time picking Taylor Swift as a person of the year, the whole Taylor Swift's entire successful year, it's all been a left-wing psyop, Miles.
Okay.
I don't know
why
it took me so long to see this.
All right, what's the case here? They must have some really good evidence. Like, is there something happens, like a leaked like a CIA program or something like that?
So there's that. Well, you know, you obviously have like MKUltra, where the CIA was trying to figure out how to control people's minds. Mm-hmm. And in trying to do that, they accidentally invented the counterculture movement by introducing LSD to the public like giving Ken Kesey, one of the like leaders of the hippie movement, acid in like MKUltra tests. Like, so. All the evidence we have of like CIA's actually controlling your mind, they're not very good at that shit. They've tried. They want to.
Yeah.
They are bad at it.
If anything, they created a monster that they couldn't put back in from their perspective.
But so it's more just insinuations like that. Uh-oh. The End of Wokeness account said, if you don't think the regime has plans to weaponize her just in time for 2024, you clearly have not been paying attention. Whereas Stephen Miller posted, what's happening with Taylor Swift is not organic.
Okay. Either are you Teenage Mutant Ninja Goebbels. What are you talking?
Not organic.
Jack Posobiec literally said a quote, "The Taylor Swift girl boss psyop has been fully activated."
I mean, so I'm curious what they think, like what they think is happening. Like, what did Stephen Miller think was happening at her concerts? Does he think that those seats weren't actually full? Is he confused because charisma is like an alien property that he like just can't comprehend?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at Stephen Miller, like absolutely hated throughout high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's no secret. Like, he was like an out there racist at Santa Monica High School and people did not like him. So that it makes sense from that guy's perspective, who was like always like, oh, fuck the popular thing. Like, fuck that. It's like stupid or whatever. That
he would look. Popularity is just like baffling to him.
And absolutely like cancerous to him. And I'm sure there's also just like, you know how like the way like political wonks and campaign people also look at it, like you look at voting blocks too. And he's just trying to basically be like, oh shit, this is a huge group of people who could potentially just vote Democrat because of it. I mean, it's the same way they looked at Kanye West and thought some shit would go down with him.
Right. That he was going to win the 2020 election.
Yeah. That it's that simple or something. Like, they're just like, oh, that's their leader. And that's what happens. And while I'm sure many people would, like many Swifties would heed the words of their, you know, leader Taylor, how much, like, I don't know, maybe they have polling to see like what the Swiftie fucking dynamic is going into 2024.
I mean, but there was one time when she tweeted, I think it was 2023, she tweeted, "I've been so lucky to see so many of you guys at my US shows recently. I've heard you raise your voices and I know how powerful they are. Make sure you're ready to use them in our election this year," and then linked off to vote.org. And they saw, I think, 30,000 people register to vote like off of that one post, which is like bonkers. Yeah,
not
like
that's not good conversion. Not great conversion.
It's
wait, you said 30,000?
30,000. It was the most people that registered to vote in a single night since the actual last presidential election.
That, okay, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so she's able to move some people to vote, but I don't think she's like starting the revolution with that, with, you know, no. This is on some just rock the vote. Doesn't matter what you vote for, you just gotta vote.
Just vote. Which you could take either way. Be like, yeah, for Donald Trump.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Like,
it's she's been vague enough that people are like, is she a Nazi? You know what I mean? So I don't know why they're like, but again, they're looking at how much, like, because we saw this going into the elections earlier in November, how people were talking shit about Taylor Swift and not like that actually not doing well, like that like brought attention to themselves in a way they probably didn't want. So that effect is definitely real. But like, if you're talking
political
about, like, that,
candidates did?
Yeah, there was someone who said something about like her fan base or whatever, and like it did not, like, it just, a lot of people were just sort of like, oh, this person, oh, I might vote now against them. Not to say that it was like a full-on, you know, like there, it's not causation or correlation. They're just more like, oh, I don't know, maybe that's something to do with it. Clearly she is very popular, so it's not the smartest idea to try to think that that will somehow win you over by taking an absolute dump on her.
Yeah,
but it's also not like she was saying revolutionary shit in that Time magazine article. Like, as I looked through it more, there's like, it's just about like, it's an interesting read if you're a fan. Like, sure, you want to hear what her inner thoughts and feelings are about like things that have happened to her in her life. But for those of us that aren't and are looking at like, why is this person of the year? And it's like, whatever, you know, like there's a one part that said, quote, "The upcoming vault tracks for Reputation will be, quote, fire, she promises. The re-recordings project feels like a mythical quest to her." Swift says, quote, "I'm collecting Horcruxes. I'm collecting Infinity Stones. Gandalf's voice is in my head every time I put out a new one. For me, it is a movie now." Like,
damn.
It's not talking about, like, workers of the world unite. Like, no. Some shit like that.
I don't
you
think
know
the right
mean?
Needs to be that worried, to be honest.
But again, I get it too. If she does choose to say become politically active, yeah, that's a cultural force that you would have to contend with.
Yeah, for sure. Laura Loomer posited that Swift is who Democrats are counting on to interfere in the 2024 presidential election.
Just go for it. I mean, I was joking in the last episode, but fuck it, bro. Biden Swift 2024. Let's see.
Yeah.
Or I don't Swift see why Biden. Not.
Yes. There we go. The idea that she's going to interfere in the election, like it's like, oh, you have Russian interference? Well, we have Taylor Swift interference. Yeah.
We'll have someone out loud say what their values are. But sure, PSYOP.
Well, speaking of Joe Biden, a couple of pieces of, I think, good news.
Yeah.
One, he just canceled $5 billion in federal student loan debt, which brings the amount of debt relief under his administration to $132 billion. For more than 3.6 million people. Obviously, the Supreme Court stopped his central plan to, just do a broader thing. So it's more piecemeal at this point. And obviously, this being America, because they killed off all the bureaucrats who help with things like this, like just reading the CNN article about like what you have to do. They're like, so this program, like you have to go through this. And then by matching this program with this other program that was designed earlier this year to coordinate with a previous program to make, like, it just seems like, so you have to become a professional bureaucrat for a couple months.
Right.
But it is still, you know, progress and definitely, you know.
No, a lot of people are going to feel that. And I know exactly. A lot of it is limited to like specific kinds of borrowers. So like if you got like defrauded by a for-profit college, or you've been paying for at least 20 years, or like if you're a public sector worker, these are all through like existing student loan forgiveness programs that exist. Yeah, so they're just trying to like turn up all the levers on stuff like that. Yeah.
And it feels like the actual like kind of boots on the ground felt economic realities things that we've been, you know, when we talk about the mainstream Democratic Party pointing to, well, these economic indicators say it's better than it's ever been. That's not it. But like, this is the sort of thing that I feel like people can actually feel.
Yeah. And because the things people feel are like wage inequality and like how, you know, what being in a union can do for your occupation, your career and things like that. And we're so far behind like other countries, if you want to compare in that sense. Yeah, and I mean, again, like, look at our healthcare system. But these are the kinds of things, because a lot of it is perceived, like, the perception of how much disposable income you might have after a month or something. Right. And most people, like, if you look at, like, all the factors that they kind of make any kind of metric out of that, more people feel that they're having less and less money to use than people that are. And I think that's, like, that should be the metric that they should be really focusing on, because that's the, like, you can't tell people about GDP.
Right.
They honestly like, I get how everything's interconnected, and that might be the reason they're like the company they still work for is still in business, et cetera, but if you're trying to like you don't need to do all the fancy branding of it if you can just make people like there's something tangible there. And
Dark branding. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island.
And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And so there was this viral video where an Ohio woman threw a burrito bowl at a Chipotle employee. That the thrower has been convicted of assault. Yeah, in her face, the worker had to like go be treated at the hospital for burns on her face. So this woman who threw the burrito bowl was convicted, and her conviction comes with a unique punishment. Mm-hmm. judges love to like get a little headline. So that she was sentenced to 180 days in jail, but the judge gave her a chance to reduce her sentence by 60 days if she spends that time working 20 hours a week at a fast food restaurant, which raises this idea that has been kicked around on the internet that I kind of like, that everybody should be forced to do mandatory customer service work. If you're not, like, I think most of us spent time doing mandatory customer service work.
Yeah. Unless you're like fortunate and you're like, I worked at my dad's company or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually you're like who's going to hire me? Oh, this like birthday place, this restaurant, this bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the easiest place
but
to get it.
But if you're not, if you don't have a background in customer service, you should have to work a mandatory year if you're going to be an American to just like make you less of a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's more empathetic, I think, to people at all levels of the economy.
Because there are people, you know how like sometimes, I remember like when I would be dating and stuff and like, or just like out in the world, you could tell when somebody has never worked a job like that, mm-hmm, because they have zero empathy and they have zero understanding of what the job is. And like, they think like they're king shit of the restaurant. And like, why the fuck is this? I'm like, this place is terrible. Watch me chew this person out. Yeah, that could definitely help. Also, but I'm like, you fucking assaulted this person too. And I'm like, you might need a little bit more than some fucking, you know, time at the restaurant, because like that 180 days, 90 were suspended. So that leaves you another 90, and you could knock 60 off by working fast food, which means at most, maybe you'd spend 30. That's where I'm like, you know, I guess maybe not enough. I know. And I think that's what I think gets me a little bit kind of irritated, is because I'm not like, this woman is white. And I'm like, how often are we seeing some kinds of things like be, you know, when people are getting the book thrown at them for not being white? Although I do like conceptually what is happening here, because truly, like, one part of it is like, no, you need to fucking humble yourself a little bit first so you fucking understand what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, just generally, it is a very dangerous job being customer service, especially at a fast food restaurant. A study found between 2017 and 2020, fast food restaurants were the sites of at least 77,000 violent or threatening incidents, and they are counting on young, kind of untrained workers to like handle these situations, like late at night, trying to get people to like leave who've been there, you know, who are like wanting to stay, or they're just like, yeah, well, I'll send the person who works the register out there to like deal with it.
And
it's just,
and that's why you also see shit where like
those people, like, they have, they're not, they shouldn't have to be security and mediator and negotiator. That's why, like, you see these people throwing hands, because they're like, I'm in a fucking weird situation. This is what I know how to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, those calls, like, those are the ones that get, like, when the people actually call 911. Like, right. How many times have you been at a job and some wild shit happens and you don't call the cops? You're just no. Like, bro, that shit was fucking wild.
Yeah.
Unless, like, something terribly egregious happened, like people are pulling guns or something like that. But, like,
even in that case, there, like, this article has some examples where people had guns pulled on them and were not allowed to, like, go home.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's sadly sounds so normal, like, in a job like that. Yeah. I mean, and even, like, this woman, the poor woman who got fucking splashed with a Chipotle burrito bowl and got burns on her face, she couldn't go to the fucking hospital until after her shift was over.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What the fuck? Yo.
Yeah.
And I get that. I think that woman was a manager or some shit, and maybe she's trying to be like, and that's when you're like, the company don't value
internalized.
You that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't fuck with you that much. Because, look, the way she put it, she left Chipotle after that because that shit, she was like, yo, they did not fucking have my best interests at heart there. So, no.
Yeah.
I do not work there anymore.
So anyways, I don't know. I kind of like it. Like, instead of mandatory military service, we get a mandatory customer service.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, especially too, if, you know, I think a lot of people, if you have a very privileged life, it should absolutely be mandatory. I think many other people who aren't as wealthy can find a way to, like, exist in the world and, like, they understand what is happening. But I feel like when you have people who are, like, living in a completely different reality and service workers are, like, literal, like, NPCs in your life who you're like,
yeah
they exactly. bring me the stuff.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, that shit has to get fucking sorted out quick.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Like, maybe
sure.
a test if your, like, household income is over X amount of dollars.
Well, yeah, and, if, like, you just, like, underneath. Don't have to do that shit. Like, if you've never had to work that job, then, like, you, like, if you do work it, you check it off and, like, you've done your service, like, of a year. Yeah. And if you don't, then you just have to get
They're
in.
They're like, hey, man, you got the clock's ticking. You're about to turn 28. You're about to turn 28. You need to get that fucking, that service job in pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'll literally die if, like, I have to wear, like, a McDonald's thing. Like, I can't do anything like that.
Right.
Well, no, you should. You learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah. All right. The Republican debates happened. Seems like a lot of, like, sniping and just, so they were attacking one another. There were only four left, right, at this point that are allowed on the stage. DeSantis, Christie, Vivek, and Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, it was like, this is, they were just kind of crabs in a bucket, just like trying to pull each other down. Like, this is the person who's trying to take my numbers away. And so they were going at each other. Then Vivek was just throwing, it was like someone who's losing a boxing match on points, just throwing wild haymakers in the 15th round, just being like
gassing yourself out.
Yeah. Just do we want to play that quick?
I mean, yeah, just know he's about to say some vile racist and just overall just nonsense. But this is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is, the desperation is just, oh, boy, this is coming off you as something stinky like.
Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job?
Boo.
That the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11. That the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform. That the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech. That the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment.
Okay. Thank you.
Even the fucking, I love it, okay, all right, asshole. Like, yo, cut him off. Who gave him another white claw? No. Yeah, wow. You went up there with your brown butt and you really said the great replacement theory. What did he think? This is the thing that I'm always understand when, like, people of color, I mean, I do understand, but, like, there's always this, like, weird fake promise in their minds that if they go full bore white supremacy, that it is going to make them likable.
Make the white supremacists like them.
Yeah, like, and that they will ascend. I get, like, from a survival thing, like, how people would assimilate or whatever because whiteness may protect them in some other way. But, like, doing this to like appeal to it while also being a person of color, like you look like to them, they're going to be like, the all they're going to say is he gets it versus right. That's our leader because it ain't going to be you. And just to say it like just with this ethno-nationalist shit, that's what it is kind of wild that now we're at the point where like this is what they're doing on a debate stage to try and break through is just like screaming out vile racist conspiracy theories.
And try and get Trump to, you know, notice them and decide that they should be his running mate.
Because none of y'all are doing shit after this. Yeah. I mean, obviously this is, I mean, Nikki Haley has the best shot of being anywhere near Trump, but I don't even know at this point.
Yeah.
What Trump's got in the old laboratory. If he got a Taylor Swift of his own, he's cooking up.
Him and Blake, what's his name? Blake Shelton. Yeah. I don't know. Who's the, I'm trying to think of the,
It'll be him and fucking Tila Tequila at this fucking rate.
Right. finally, Tim Allen. We already heard from him on this episode mere moments ago, but it was just interesting to hear. Casey Wilson, very funny actor, had a single episode arc, or, you know, a couple episode arc in the Santa Claus TV show.
Oh, it's a show? I thought it was a movie. Okay.
Yeah. This is the one, the Santa Claus TV show that he brought back. And I'll just read some of what she had to say about it looked like. Tim Allen was such a bitch. It was the truly single worst experience I've ever had with a co-star ever. That she had buried this until now because the producer on the show is a great friend. So I'm in a scene. It's just me and Tim Allen, and I'm supposed to throw things at him. I think he's a burglar. So he's coming down the chimney, obviously a Santa, and I'm woken up thinking there's an intruder, basically like a home invasion scene. So I'm throwing things at him. He goes over to the producer, who is standing 4 feet from me, and goes, and I hear him. He goes, "You got to tell her to stop stepping on my lines." Producer turns to me with horror on his face and has to walk 1 foot to me and goes, Tim would ask that you stop stepping on his lines. Wilson said everybody was walking on eggshells around him. When he was done, he was so fucking rude, never made eye contact, never said anything. It was so uncomfortable. It's the end, and Tim Allen goes, leaving, takes his Santa cape, picks it up and drops it on the floor and walks out. And they hustle in his stand-in, lovely man, who's much nicer to act against. People are scurrying to pick up his velvet Santa coat. He's a bitch, and this is the best. I won't say who said this. Someone that I do not know, perhaps in the crew, breezes past me and just goes, "You're seeing him on a good day."
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, shocker, really.
I know.
Old Tim. I mean, what the fucking, like, God, like, being around people like that, this is, again, it's like, I feel like some actors should also be crew on a set to know what it's like to have someone singularly be like, "I'm gonna fucking make this place fucked up for everybody because I'm the star."
Yeah.
That
book, The Dawn of Everything, that looks back at like indigenous civilizations in the Americas and, you know, what they were like and some of the philosophies of those like pre-Columbian civilizations. You know, talked about multiple tribes rotating, having this thing where you, like, the people who were the rulers in one season would then switch to being, you know, the custodians or the, you know, like, that everybody would just shift between roles. It was like, because you never wanted anyone to think like their worth to the tribe went above anybody else's, basically. Right. And like that was an idea that many of them settled on, and that makes a ton of sense. But of course, those philosophies just are ignored.
Till these ghost people showed up in boats talking about, "Our king sent us." You're like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck?
Oh, he's basically God. You would love him.
He was actually picked by God to wear that crown and have sex with his cousin. So,
right.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Yo, producer Victor in the chat just chimed in and said, "When I was a kid, I signed up to be a background actor on the third Santa Claus. And the directors told us, parenthetical, a bunch of kids at the casting call, do not speak to Tim Allen at all.
Wow.
And it was a quick comment, but looking back at it, it was weird. Yeah, yeah. Well, cocaine's a hell of a drug, allegedly.
Yeah, I know you think that he's Santa Claus and he's all friendly and stuff, and maybe he's playing him, but he fucking hates your guts.
He's on a fucking bender too, dude.
No eye contact.
You might think you're a fucking demon or something swing on you. I'm sorry. But the only way to guarantee that is if you fucking stay the fuck away from him, please.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, December 7th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.